Today's episode of The Mom Game is brought to you by our friends at Gateway GMC at LBJ and Jupiter. I know that buying a car can be stressful, but not at Gateway because their slogan is, Gateway's got it. And just what does that mean? Well, it means Gateway's got a wide selection of new GMCs and GM-certified used vehicles, all competitively priced. Gateway's got it. In these busy times, you want a car dealer who makes things easy and convenient. Well, guess what? Gateway's got it. When you log on to gatewaygmc.com, look for the Shop, Click, Drive button. This allows you to shop from the comfort of your home. And who doesn't want that? In fact, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, select your vehicle. 2, create your offer. 3, schedule that, delivery. And on top of all this, Gateway GMC offers complimentary car washes for life. So when you want a dealer who has it all, Gateway's got it. You can find them online at gatewaygmc.com or shop in person at LBJ and Jupiter. GMC, we are professional grade. And welcome to episode 266 of The Mom Game. Inside the Coppola Studios, I am Emily Jones. She is Julie Dobbs.
I'm looking back.
I know you don't have your monitor. Well, you look gorgeous, as always.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, 266 of The Mom Game, fresh off some Gateway commercial shooting this morning. Got my free complimentary car wash.
Yeah, inside too?
Yes.
Inside and outside?
Oh, yeah.
That's exciting.
They're not messing around.
What a cool perk.
I know. So we're here. We're together. I think we're next level shit show today. It's just been a lot going on.
Okay, so here's a real question.
Okay.
If it's your family that's the problem, are you the shit show? Do I need to wear all of it?
Yes, proxy. Just by proxy.
Like, because this is serious. Like, I feel like I'm kind of... It's the people around me.
Yes. Yes. No. Okay. In fairness, you, Julie, are not. I'm still a shit show. I don't even have my family to blame. You're a shit show by proxy.
Yeah.
So that's okay. That's who we are. It's what we do.
And that's part of being a mom, right?
It is.
You do feel their feelings and you wear everything they're dealing with. And
yep. Yes, yeah. It is. It's a real thing. Okay, so you've been such a jet setter lately. I mean, Round Top, yes. Horseshoe Bay, tennis thing. You're going to Hawaii.
Yeah.
I mean.
It is weird how it all kind of converged in like 2 months.
I know.
Because I don't really do anything. You know this?
So jealous.
Like, I don't go anywhere. I don't do anything. And the tennis one, so Round Top we talked about. And then the tennis one, it's like one of those trips you plan like, 7 months in advance just to get on everybody's calendars.
Yeah.
And I'm with the tennis team now that's super fun. And they love, like, they do a trip every year. And it's my first year it's my first year on their team. So I guess this is just what they do. And I was like, well, I mean, I don't want to be the one to, like, I don't want to join the team. And then, like, I already can't go to, like, a lot of the lunches and a lot of the fun stuff. I just play tennis. But I was like, you know what? If I could pull this off and, like, leave for a few days and just go have a weekend with a bunch of girls that I am probably going to love more if I spend time with them.
Team bonding.
Team bonding. And was able to pull it off. Kelly stayed home with the kids. And it was really fun. Horseshoe Bay. Have you been?
I have. It's been a while. Yeah. A long while, actually.
Same. I mean, I went in like high school to party. Like, we snuck out there. I don't know. Sorry.
Yeah. I dated a guy whose family had a house out there and we went out there a couple times.
Yeah.
I think it was Horseshoe Bay.
Yeah. It's unbelievable. Like, it is a awesome place to take your family, go for a weekend with your husband. There's golf, there's tennis, putt-putt and all this stuff for kids. It reminded me of like an Omni type vibe, but with all this amazing golf and tennis. And it's on a lake. Like, it's on Lake LBJ there, right?
Yeah.
Not far from Austin and not far from my ranch. So I'm always in that area. But
yeah,
we just drive by and we're like, oh, that's where fancy people go. But I'm like, you know what? We can all pull it off. We can pull it off. I pulled it off. And if you're looking to go, instead of just flying somewhere all the time, it's just one of those cool Texas kind of gems where if you take that money and just go stay there, I think you would get a lot of the same things out of it. And I'm not trying to even do an ad for them, but it was really cool because I'm always trying to keep my eyes open to stuff like that. Like, that's easy to pull off for a weekend with the family.
Because now flights are so damn expensive. It's like, I mean, you're 2-3 grand in before you even, step foot in a hotel or resort or anything.
And you're on the lake, so you've got that whole water aspect of it.
Yeah.
It's not the Pacific Ocean, but it's no, cool.
It's water.
It's water.
Yeah. Super fun. Mm-hmm. Well, good for you. I'm glad you enjoyed it. I'm glad you're taking tennis very seriously because I am not.
Yeah.
I think my season's done and I never even won a set.
But you played, how many matches did you play?
I played 3.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you lost them all?
I lost them all.
So do you get mad when you lose?
No. No. Why? How could I get mad? Why? Yeah. I'm not. I suck. Well, and I don't practice.
Some people don't practice and then get mad. You know what I mean? Like, that's the thing that is.
Right. But I think that's when the very little logic I have is like, hey, Emily, you don't really work at this. And you're not good. And so if you expect to win, that's just fucking delusional. Stop.
Yeah.
So just have fun. Yeah. But the key is to be paired with someone who also doesn't take it seriously.
Yeah.
Which most of the time I am. There was a case or two that wasn't.
Those ladies. Tennis thing is real.
Yeah. I mean, and I'm playing 3-0 and I'm a 1-7-5.
Yeah, 3-0 is not bad.
No, but there's no such thing as 1-7-5. I think 2-5 is as low as it gets.
Yeah, it is.
So whatever. But yeah, so tennis season's pretty much over for me. But yeah, you're a good tennis player.
Well, it's something that
you're 4-0, aren't you?
I was a 4-0 and then I moved down to 3-5.
Because it was too serious at 4-0.
Well, I mean, so a lot of these ladies, it's literally their job. They treat it like their job. And I have a job, mm-hmm. Two or three, mm-hmm. A lot of jobs and kids and all the things. So I just have never really okay, I'm going to dig in. This is my season where I'm just going to.
This is it.
And I think that I have a lot of life left to do that. You can play tennis till you're 70. So yeah. I'm when I'm retired, there's going to be all kinds of time. And that's when I can hopefully be.
Yeah. And your family has a company called Dobbs Tennis Courts.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
It's in your blood.
Right. Okay. So yeah, I moved down to 3-5 thinking that I wanted to play with my team. And then they all moved up to 4-0. So I'm kind of a little bit lost. But yes, I'm technically, I could definitely be a 4-0. I can play 4-0. And the the instruction at this place was amazing. When you just get out of whatever it is you're doing, you always hear the same voices and you kind of get into a rhythm and you go, you do your drills, you do this, you do that, you play with these people, you try to win your TCD matches, take that out of that atmosphere and you go somewhere else, someone that's never seen you play and isn't trying to they don't work for the club. They work for a tennis academy and just the best instruction. Really good, really good. And so, yeah, I do love tennis. It's one of the happy things.
So, can I tell you something? You mentioned instruction.
Yeah.
So I don't understand tennis. People talk strategy to me and I'm that's
so much strategy.
Right. And it's that's cute. You realize the only thing I am trying to do is to hit the ball over the net inbounds. Yeah. That's it. So you telling me to do this and to do that, that's cool. For you, but it's not. That's fourth on my list.
Right.
Because first is to hit it over the net. Or first is just to fucking hit it.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many times I swing a net. So first of all, hit it. Then hit it over the net. Then hit it in bounds. You're fourth on the list with your strategery over here. It's not happening.
Right.
And it's when I went skiing and my sister-in-law, Kelly, and my friend Susie, and even Hattie, they're you need to lean back and you need to do this. I'm all the things you're saying make perfect sense. You realize my body isn't capable of doing that.
Yeah.
When I'm in a pizza wedge the entire way down, I can't lean back and pizza at the same time. It's whatever. But it's I appreciate you trying to teach me and make me better. But what I'm telling you is it's just not going to work. Mm-hmm. It's just not going to work.
But you why do you play tennis?
It's just fun. It's good exercise. It's social.
So then I would just recommend going out and playing for fun and not trying to do a league or a team.
Well, no, but I like being on a league. Because one of these days I'm going to win. And can you imagine how insufferable I'm going to be to the other team?
Uh-huh. You make your noises. And oh, my gosh. We're
like, suck it. Yeah. Wimbledon bound. Whatever. No, I won't be. I go in. Yeah, it's. Yeah. Whatever. Right? But yeah, tennis is fun. Hobbies are fun.
Hobbies are fun.
And they're important.
Hobbies are fun.
Okay. Speaking of hobbies, golf tournaments are coming up.
Yes.
We've got the Byron Nelson, CJ Cup Byron Nelson coming to Dallas, or McKinney, I should say. And then Charles Schwab Invitational, Charles Schwab Challenge at Colonial is coming up. And we're going to have John Drago, who is the executive director?
He's the tournament director.
The tournament director.
And he works with the Momentous, or the Salesmanship Club.
Yes.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're going to talk to him a little bit later in the show. And then also we've got Colonial coming up, which is huge because that's my backyard, which I'm so excited about. And then also, too, our friends at Coppola are the official wine sponsor of the CJ Cup. They're the official wine sponsor of the Charles Schwab Challenge at Colonial. And yeah, so the delicious Coppola wine we always drink is going to be available. It's always available at Colonial.
Yeah.
But it's going to be available to all
you need.
Yes. All the patrons at Colonial.
Yes. Yeah. And we both went out there last year. I want to try to go out there again because they also always have like a cool suite with food and beverage, yep, where you can watch. And
yep,
they provide like a cool area with a bunch of misters and, you know, a bunch of couches and all that. They are the people to know at the Colonial, and their wine is the wine to know because it really is the best. And I saw it at Horseshoe Bay. Like, you really can find it, you know, everywhere.
Yeah.
They have a diamond collection that offers the perfect wines to celebrate big and small occasions this year. I'm going to need a whole bunch of that Prosecco come early June. Okay, Coppola. A whole bunch of it as I get ready for a big birthday. And their wine is always highly rated. It's received a 93-point rating from Wine Enthusiast Magazine, the highest rating that the wine has ever received, that being the Coppola Claret Cabernet Sauvignon. The Diamond Prosecco grows great with friends and family anytime. And this year, they're bringing out some new stuff. Coppola is introducing new lower-calorie and lower-alcohol Sauvignon Blanc and Pinot Grigio. Are you interested in a lower alcohol one?
Sure. Yeah. And I'm excited to talk because so Andrea Card, who's their chief winemaker, is going to be in the studio with me when you're out of town jet setting in Hawaii. And Andrea's going to come in and we're going to talk about it. And my fingers
are
crossed.
I'm excited for
she is going to bring me some good stuff to try.
And I hope she's ready for our big pitch.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Because we're going to tell her we need a mom game wine.
Yes.
Yeah.
We told her the last interview and she did not, like, she was like, oh, well, maybe so. She, you know how you can tell when someone thinks you're insane and it's like,
yeah.
Or they kind of like hear you.
Yeah.
She was like,
she heard us.
She heard us. And so
she heard us.
She sees we're still around. We're in a bigger, better studio now.
Yeah. Maybe
we sing their praises. We still love wine.
I mean, that's not going anywhere.
It's not going anywhere. But yes, we're super excited to see our friends from Coppola out at the Colonial Golf Tournament as the official wine of the Charles Schwab Challenge in May.
Yeah, we love Coppola. They're going to help us with an event we've got coming up in conjunction with the Mom Game Night at Globe Life Field. They, of course, are a huge supporter of the Do It for Dirt Foundation. So Coppola is our people. The people at Coppola, they are our people.
That's right.
Okay, we also need to get into a little sports courts.
Yeah.
Because I guess we're taping on Tuesday, and I need you while I'm telling everybody about Ty Lock to get down to the bottom of what's going on with the Mavericks
right now.
Please, thank you. Sports courts brought to us by our friends at Ty Lock George Eye Care. Custom lens replacement from Ty Lock George Eye Care is one of many life-changing options from the trusted ophthalmologist at Ty Lock George. That is the procedure that I had. They offer 24 months interest-free financing with approved credit. If contact lens replacement is not what you need, maybe it's LASIK, which is what Julie had. It's the reason that I don't have to wear readers anymore. No contacts, no nothing. I can read this little fine print on my little paper because of the trusted ophthalmologist at Ty Lock George. They are incredible to work with. All you have to do is schedule your free consultation at tylock.com or give them a call. Mention the Bomb Game. They will take wonderful care of you. If you think that there's not an option for you that, you know, doesn't include readers or glasses or contacts or bifocal, I promise you there is. Go see them. Find out what your options are. Take advantage of their interest-free financing and tell them that the Mom Game sent you. We have a special code. It's tylock.com/TMG or just give them a call and mention the Mom Game. And I promise they will take some good care of you. Okay, so what's happening
with
the Mavericks?
This is what we got. So by the way, the Mavericks are about to have a play-in game. And
when is that? Wednesday?
It's Wednesday.
So by the time this airs, they could be
Sacramento. Okay. So they could be completely dead or they could be in the playoffs. Like, I had already written them off, right?
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh my God. Like, okay, no, this isn't dead. But what the Mavericks are doing this week, which just doesn't make any sense once again. This is the Mark Stein tweet.
Okay.
Mavericks execs Nico Harrison and Rick Welts are holding a roundtable this morning with select Dallas media members. Cameras and audio recording devices were not permitted for Harrison's first session with local reporters since the Luka Doncic trade. So this is the first time that he is speaking since the trade in front of any sort of recording device or camera, and they orchestrated it.
No, but he's not. They said no recording devices.
Were not permitted for the first session. Oh, okay. Wait. So are they no cameras or recording devices?
Right.
They're just talking.
Yeah. They're just gonna.
Okay. I thought this was saying like the first time he spoke, there were no cameras, and now
I'm pretty sure they're saying, "Hey, yeah, y'all come sit around this table and we'll talk, but you can't record anything or film anything."
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It looks like after kind of reading the comments,
which is yet another fumble by the Mavericks organization.
Either way, like orchestrating your own thing is dumb. That's what Jim Lights did with the Stars when he had things that he wanted to say about Tyler and Sagan, and he didn't think they were performing to their contract level, and called
Tyler
them,
and Jamie.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Am I just saying all the wrong things today?
No, you just said Tyler and Sagan.
Tyler Same and person. Jamie. Yes, and he said they were playing like effing or horse shit. So that's what I was in my mind when I first read this. That's what I thought he was doing. But he's having people sit down without any sort of recording device just to. Answer
okay,
questions.
So Ducey just tweeted, all DFW TV stations were represented. Sam Gannon was there for us. Not wild about the stipulations, but we felt it was better to be in the room than not. For sure.
So those, what? This is so weird. Know.
And I almost like, you know, and I realize it's a topical discussion, but I almost am like, I've got Mavs fatigue. Like I'm so fatigue-y on the Mavs. It's just like. They can't get out of their own way. Like this season just mercifully needs to end, and they need a hard reboot. Like they need a control alt delete, let the screen go to black, and then wait for your power to reboot because it's just.
Well, he's just digging, like they're just digging deeper holes for themselves. There's Brett Kelly, who we all know, right?
Yeah,
he's
been I love Brett Kelly.
In the business, in the industry for a long time as a photog. He wrote, holding a media availability with TV cameras and recording devices not allowed might be the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, it's like, what are you, it just screams that you're trying to hide something and that like whatever you say, you can't really be held accountable for because there's no recording of it. There's no.
And then you're leaving it up to like that person's interpretation and like, okay, what did that person take out of it? Now they go tell everybody else and then they do a report on it.
Yeah.
So there's leaving room for error, like, or twisting around of their thoughts
well, like,
and words.
Even, so think about it, like, even when there's like a crazy play in a baseball game, like you, and it's like very controversial and the umpires are going to meet. So that will happen on occasion and they will select a pool reporter. So it's not like the, you know, the umpires come into the press conference room and address questions. There's one person that goes in and meets with the umpires. They ask the questions and then this pool reporter will submit the information to disperse the information to everyone else. But that if I'm not mistaken, that's always recorded and then disseminated.
Mm-hmm.
So like that's the only thing I can kind of liken this to, but like you hand selecting like who gets to come and who doesn't and not allowing, it's just like
do you think they're generally like trying to understand why people are so mad and they just had to have like, they had to talk to some people about it who know? Like do you think they're sitting down there like, y'all, we did not expect this crazy reaction to trading Luka. Like, can y'all like level with us here? Why are people freaking out so much?
Definitely misread the room.
Yeah, like, okay, we'll slide you some money under the table and help us twist this around.
I know. 2.5 months later, people are still, you know, freaking out.
Like they have to be taken aback by the insane reaction.
But
it makes sense to us. But if you're Nico Harrison or Patrick Dumont, you just flew into Dallas.
I know.
Your family bought the team and you're like, okay, well, on paper, this guy is getting a little bit big and he could be working out harder and he likes that beer and I could do this and I could do that. Oh, and he's got a little bit of an attitude and people don't like him whining. So, okay, we're just going to do this trade and like while people are sleeping and no one will really notice. And they'll notice, but they'll get over it. It's sport.
Fake keyboard typing, Julie, is my favorite. That's when you know she's like, on one. She's typing on the fake keyboard. Okay. She's typing.
What
she's
kind of trade could I do here?
I know.
And they'll get over it. The okay. news cycle will continue to turn. Mm. The Cowboys will grab everybody's attention. Yeah. Like, no! Did y'all see the game when Luka came back to town?
Okay, speaking of, yes. we have items to discuss.
Yes.
We made prop bets. We made three prop bets: tribute video, length, points, and Fire Nico chants. So tribute video, I am under the impression it was over 2 minutes.
Okay.
Win for me. We set the over under,
I believe that,
in points at 45. It hit 45. So point for both of us.
We're basketball savants.
Obviously. And then the Fire Nico chants, it had to be over 10.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
It was like 85.
It was the whole entire
game.
So we
both took the over. So that's three for me, two for you. I'm the winner.
That's why you did all this.
I may not win in tennis, but I fucking dominated this Luka prop bet contest.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
I am actually just genuinely really impressed by us that we knew Luka was going to score 45 points in his return game.
Yeah.
And the Mavericks fans went above and beyond with the Fire Nico chants. They chanted it in his face. Like, yeah. He sat there and smirked. And that's the other thing with this whole weird deal that they're doing today. He apparently said, because the quotes are coming out, that he doesn't regret it. He thinks he did the best thing for the Mavericks.
Just still digging.
I mean, it's just a total mess. But yeah, we'll see if they end up, you know, limping into the playoffs. And if so, then how do the fans react to that? I did have a chat yesterday with a business owner down by the American Airlines Center who just like brought it to my attention how much this is affecting them.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know, like he said, you know, they basically plan for 12 playoff games, like 12 up to 12 games, home games with yeah. this insane amount of foot traffic at their establishment, which is what Victory Plaza kind of told them they'd get, right? The Mavs always make the playoffs. The Mavs usually go pretty far in the playoffs. Last year, the Mavs went to the finals. And so you're planning on all this. You have pretty much the same team. You have Luka, everything else. They're ordering extra food. They're like ordering extra booze in preparation because you can't wait until the week of sure. and make all your orders. So it's really affecting him. It's really affecting a lot of them down there by the AC. There's all these ripple effects by this like egotistical move. In my opinion, it was an egotistical move. Luka pissed off Nico and he thought, I'm going to trade you in your sleep and I'll just deal with what comes of it. I think I'm so sort of crazy. Making a decent trade. We're getting AD here. It'll probably be okay for us, whatever. I think it's all ego. And after hearing him saying today, he's still digging in after seeing him smirk when people are chanting Fire Nico. Like,
yeah, I mean, it's like,
what a slimy ass dude.
Dude, it's,
I'm sorry.
I know. And it's kind of like a life lesson. Like, hey, we all fuck up, man. Mm-hmm. Like we all do. Like, yeah. And I'm like chief fuck upper over here. But it's like you have to own it.
Yeah.
You just have to be like, whoa, I sure misjudged that one. Well, sure wish I could have that one back. That was not the most well-played decision I've ever made. Sorry.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. But there's no contrition on his part. There's no, and that is like the definition of, like you said, an ego move. Like the fact that you can't even, you're not even entertaining the other side. I'm not even entertaining your argument or your whatever or yours along with everyone fucking else.
Yeah.
I'm just going to dig in and tell you why we did this and that it was the best thing ever. Defense wins championships. Okay. Well, let's see how that plays out. And so now it's like even when you have a moment of like, okay, let's get behind the guys who are on the court because none of this is their fault.
Right.
And I feel like those guys, like, I feel for them.
Yeah.
I feel for Anthony Davis. I feel for every single Maverick that puts on a uniform and steps on that court. Because we, as a fan base, are just conflicted. We're like, well, yeah, y'all are awesome and you're playing your nuts off. Thank you for that. And I hope you win. But at the same time, I hope you lose because I hope this Yahoo that's making all these decisions realizes he fucked up.
Right.
And he's... And he's not acting right.
I wonder.
He's not mother owning his needs shit. To get a hold of him.
Where's Mama Harris?
Where is Mama Harris' son?
Where's Mama Harris' son?
Yeah, where is she? Anyway,
I hope she's still with us.
That thing's a mess.
Yes.
Okay. Well,
it's a mess.
All right. Other sports stuff. What the fuck is happening with the Stars?
Oh yeah,
they've lost six straight games,
and they lost that one where they gave up five and or they lost three in the last minute and they ended up losing. Yeah, like 6-5.
And they had a 3-goal lead with like a minute something to go.
Yes.
And they lost.
Yes.
It's insanity. Okay.
That was a backup goaltender, by the way.
Okay. But let me say that. So I'm going to try to make Stars fans feel a little bit better.
Okay.
Remember when in 2023, when the Rangers shit the bed in Seattle? Remember, all we had to do was like win one game.
Yes.
And we would win the division and then we would go home. And then it turned into not only did we not go home, we didn't win the division, but we like went to, where do we go first? Tampa, then Baltimore. Like we didn't come home for like a month.
Went on the road and went insane.
It was crazy. And then they rattled off, you know, they went 11-0 on the road and won the World Series. So I'm not saying that's going to happen, but I'm just saying like, they are limping into the playoffs. The Stars are. But from what I can see or what I've heard is that Pete DeBoer is like, he is very strategically playing certain players and not playing certain players because they don't have their full complement because not everyone is healthy, but maybe that there will be all that kind of stuff. So there, I want to panic, but I'm also trying to not panic and be like, okay, the season starts fresh this weekend when the playoffs start.
Right.
And you can flush everything else. Now, can you flush everything else? Is it in their heads like, oh, we're not good at hockey these last couple of weeks?
Yeah. And that's where it comes down to, like, I guess the message, the voice in the room, like you said, Pete DeBoer, like, what is he saying? I mean, not like he's ever going to not, he doesn't want them to lose, but are they trying to play their cards right as far as the lineup, getting people healthy? You know, you have people that might be coming back just in time for the playoffs, during the playoffs. Is it that, or are they really just shitting the bed and forgot how to play hockey?
Right.
Like, I don't think that's it. And it is easy momentum, as we know, it can affect them and they can keep kind of spiraling. But I think, like you said, with the Rangers, with this team, hopefully, like this team, they're ready to do something big in the playoffs, and they've played really well all season long. And the hockey season is long. You're going to have like the peaks and the valleys is what they always say, the peaks and the valleys. And this is a little bit of a valley, but I think I feel like there's enough veterans on this team. You've got Jamie Benn leading the way, Pete DeBoer, veteran coach, leading the way, Jake Oettinger in net, who's ready for a really good playoff run, we hope. And I think it's just, the L's are there, but it's not like they forgot how to play hockey. The L's don't matter until we start the playoffs. Then let's turn those, you know.
Well,
then
and let's the other all, thing too is they're already set. Like they know who they're playing. They have home field advantage. They're playing Colorado in the first line. So there's nothing to play. There's not seating to play for. There's not home ice. So, yeah. So we're going to
just human.
I'm going to lay off. The panic button is right here and my hand is just going to hover over. I'm not pushing it.
Right.
Same way with the Rangers. Like their offense is struggling. I mean, it's bad.
Mm.
It's real bad. They can't score. And then pitching was carrying them for the first couple of weeks. And then now the pitching has come back down to earth a little bit. So early in that season. I mean, we're like 16 games in, still couple games above 500. I think it's going to be fine, but dude, the bats have got to get cracking.
Yeah.
So
pitching
that's
is good, and that's
pitching has been good, and bullpen's been good, and that was like the biggest wild card was great. You've got to what is this bullpen, and the bullpen's been great. Another little note that Jasmine just sent us, left tackle Tyron Smith, formerly of the Cowboys, set to sign a one-day contract to retire as a Dallas Cowboy, and obviously as one of the organization's all-time greats. 5-time All-Pro, 8-time Pro Bowler, 13 seasons in Dallas. So congrats to Tyron Smith, who will retire as a Dallas Cowboy.
Yeah.
So sportsy. We're so sportsy.
So sportsy.
All right, let's get
He's a good dude.
He is
He's
going to
be a Cowboys legend, and now
he'll be in the Hall of Fame.
I worry for the offensive line.
I know.
He'll be in the Hall of Fame. Will be for sure.
Yeah. Both. Like the Ring of Honor and Hall of Fame, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Like I know anything. Okay. What's on your feed brought to us by our friends at Audrey Dolan's Media and One Day Doors. Obviously, ADM has been on our side for the last several months, and we love dealing with them. fantastic when it comes to influencer management, brand management, monetization management, collaborations, influencer campaigns, creating content, photography, social media. They've got you covered. Website design. They're designing our all new website. I mean, they're fantastic to work with. They have a menu of services. You can pick from them, mix and match, whatever you want to do. But Audrey Dollins and her team have taken such great care of us over the last several months, and we look forward to continuing to grow with them in the future. So check them out, Audrey Dollins Media. They're on all the socials, and Audrey's got her own little podcast, and she's Founders in Fortitude. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's doing a great job there. So yeah, check them out, Audrey Dollins Media.
And also One Day Doors and Closets. I keep telling y'all how much of a difference it's made in my house just getting our doors replaced in the home, back in the office, the hallway, and our bedroom. And I didn't realize how badly we needed that, how much of a difference it was going to make. Not only does it look good, but it blocks out a lot of the noise. You have solid doors that are beautiful, and it's kind of like you're hanging some art up in your home without, you know, buying the art. You can do this all in one day without any messy construction in your house. They use 3D measuring technology to make a digital blueprint of your existing frames, and then they custom cut those doors to fit those frames. They're factory painted with an advanced coating paint and installed in just one day, fully finished. They typically save customers 30 to 50% of money compared to those big box stores or handymen. You might think it's easy to just go to Home Depot or Lowe's and find your doors there, but these are going to be better. They're going to cost you less, and they can do it all in one day. Give them a call, 940-969-4790. If you're somebody that wants to go out and look at the doors in a showroom, you can set up a visit to their Louisville showroom. And you can also head online and make sure to use this promo code, which is for buy one, get one free on your doors. OneDayTexas.com/promo30. OneDayTexas.com/promo30. Thank you so much to One Day Doors and Closets for your continued support of The Mom Game.
Yay. Okay. Anything particular for you on feed stuff?
Did you see the thing about the female astronauts?
Oh, I'm so glad you went here.
Okay, good. So okay. What's happening? What's going on?
Like, listen, I will champion women all day long.
Yeah.
I will celebrate them. I, too, am a woman. I love women.
Breaking news. ESPN breaking news.
Do we need to celebrate an all-female crew going up in space for 8 minutes?
And they're all, like, hot.
Well, what are they? They're sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
Is Katy Perry pushing buttons? Is she steering the phallic looking rocket ship that's going in the air? Like, I am so confused by this, like how this is a big advancement for women. Like, what are we doing? We're reaching. Like, they're not astronauts.
Right.
They're
Katy Perry, Gail King.
Okay, maybe I'm wrong. Did they go to some like extensive training and got certified to push rocket buttons?
No, they're just taking a lot of really cool social media pictures, and they're all wearing their little blue suits. This right. Blue Origin crew. You're not the only one criticizing them.
I'm not even criticizing. Maybe I am. Yes, I am.
Yeah, you are.
We're doing too much.
And it's okay.
It's too much.
Olivia Munn did the same. Amy Schumer. A lot of people are kind of speaking out against this and saying it doesn't make any sense.
So listen, if you want to go up in a rocket for 8 minutes, get after it. But like to act like this is some sort of huge advancement for women. For you to sit in a rocket and strapped in and take a joyride up for 4 minutes up and 4 minutes down.
They're not going to go do anything on space.
I don't even know where. Can you get to space in 8 minutes? They were up and down in 8 minutes.
That's not space.
It's not space.
There's no way that's space.
God, I was going to make such an inappropriate comment. I'm going to stop.
You don't have to stop. You did it. You do it usually.
I mean, things.
What made you stop yourself?
Things last longer than that. Things in the bedroom.
8 minutes.
Last longer than that.
Yeah.
Then your little space trip.
You could go to space.
What are we celebrating?
Well, they're all women.
Kick ass. Like
women in space.
Okay. what did they do besides sit in a chair and...
I don't know. Where did Katy Perry go?
I don't know. Surely she paid a lot of money. Is this for publicity? Like, what? And then I feel like it, like, denigrates, like, legitimate, like, cool shit females
like
do.
Like, an actual female astronaut, well, I mean, or, like, Amelia Earhart somewhere is...
They were at
rolling
space
over
for 8 minutes. Like, what are we doing?
Like, I was the first woman to fly, damn it. And I taught myself how to do it.
Right.
You know, like, went around the world or whatever she did.
I mean, I bet Amelia Earhart is rolling over in her grave right now.
Yes.
My ass. I don't even know exactly what she did. But
she was the first female to fly a plane.
Just in general.
Yeah.
Well, that's some shit right
Anna
there.
Anna just studied this. This is how I know.
Okay. Well, that's awesome.
Yes.
Amelia.
Right. But what would Amelia think of Blue Origin?
She would laugh.
NS-31 mission and their blue suits with their like selfies and...
I haven't seen one thing. I've just heard about it.
Oh, you haven't seen this? This is what they look like.
Oh, no.
Like, those are all the people. So it's like, you know, they're like...
And their suits are all tight and they're hot.
Oh, yeah. And they're hot and they have like the slick back hair and lip fillers and... all the things. Like, Amy Schumer tweeted about it. She did a little Instagram video and she said, guys, last second they added me to space and I'm going to space.
She
was holding up a toy. She's funny. She's holding up a Black Panther toy and she said, I'm bringing this thing. It has no meaning to me, but it was in my bag and I was on the subway and I got the text and they were like, do you want to go to space? So I'm going to space.
She really didn't go. Did she really go?
No, she's joking.
Okay.
Olivia Wilde.
I feel like Amy Schumer should be number one on our list.
Amy Schumer would be great.
Like George W. Bush and then Amy Schumer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Olivia Wilde said $1 billion bought some good memes, I guess. Like quote tweeted some of these memes of these people.
Who is she? Who's Olivia Wilde?
Oh, Olivia Wilde, she's a very famous actress.
Oh, and obviously very famous.
Well, I don't know how to explain it. Yeah. But she recently dated Harry Styles. That's probably not going to help.
Okay.
She was married to Jason Sudeikis.
Okay. And he was on...
Okay, never mind.
Saturday Night Live.
Yeah. What? Yeah. He was on the soccer show, Ted Lasso.
Oh yeah.
So he was married to Olivia Wilde. She's gorgeous. And
wait, Jason Sudeikis, is he the coach?
Yeah. Yeah.
He is?
Yeah.
Oh, he's so cute. I like him. Yeah. He's Ted Lasso.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I like him.
Right. He's so this was his wife for a long time and then they like split up and she dated Harry Styles. Who's way younger than her.
Go get it, girl.
Yeah.
Now, that's what you should be proud of, Olivia. That's what you should be proud of. You snagged Harry Styles.
Yeah, I don't
Not think... going up. Okay.
Well, they're not together anymore.
Well, but she had him.
She did have him.
Yeah.
She did have him.
Okay.
So she was giving these people shit, saying $1 billion bought some good memes. Olivia Munn.
Okay, wait. Did Olivia Wilde go up in the rocket?
No. These are people giving this crap on social media. They're on Team Give Crap.
Sorry. Okay.
Yeah, Olivia Munn, you know, she dated Aaron Rodgers. And she's also a really gorgeous actress. And she said, I know this probably isn't the cool thing to say right now, but there are so many other things going on that are so much more important because this costs so much money. She said, I know it's probably obnoxious, but it's so much money to go to space and there's a lot of people who can't even afford eggs. So she took it. She went there.
She went to the eggs.
She went there.
She went eggs.
Everyone's always going to go.
Well, I mean, I'm not on Twitter anymore, so I don't have a forum for snarky, baseless comments like I used to.
Yes,
but
you do. The Mom Game.
That's true. I do. But yeah, I'm kind of in that same boat. Like, what is, I don't get it. I don't get like, we're taking it too far. And then it's diminishing like the really cool shit that like, you know, and listen, old white dudes don't want to hear about shit women are doing for the first time. They're like, oh my God, I'm so over all of this stuff with everybody talking about what women are doing for the first time. Well, yeah, easy for you to say because you really haven't been held back from anything your entire fucking existence. So newsflash, not everything has come, you know, just super easy for the female gender. So there are things that should be celebrated. This, in my opinion, is not one of them. So that's where I'll leave it.
Wow. Would you go to space?
Fuck no. I go to space?
Yeah.
I won't go on the Judge Roy scream.
Would you go to space for $1 million?
$1 million. Fuck no. Wow. No. I would go on the Judge Roy Scream for $1 million.
That was the question.
I wouldn't. I literally would not. No, a million. You would do it.
$1 million.
Yeah. Well, because you're not a weirdo like me. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying because you're.
I actually am very. You remember how scared I was at Epic Waters? True. I'm scared of, like,
you know, you're not doing it.
I probably wouldn't do it.
No.
Unless I could be cloned.
It looks like a giant dildo before you're going up in the air.
Yes.
On.
Yeah.
For 8 minutes. How? I want to know how far up they went and what did they see? Is that on their feeds? Like,
no.
What are we doing?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it's this whole space company. Because, you know, eventually there's going to be just like, do you want to go to space on vacation?
So kind who of is thing. This? Is this Richard Branson or Elon Musk? Who is this? Who's doing this? Jeff Bezos?
Yes, it's Bezos
related.
One
of those three are like responsible for everything.
Yes, it's Bezos related. And he's trying to say eventually there's going to be like a whole space world. Like everybody's going to be living. You can live on space and whatever. It's Blue Origin, a private space company that's headquartered in Kent, Washington. Okay. So a private space company. So you're bringing in rich people up to space.
But they took off from fucking West Texas. They probably took off from Plainview.
They need
where I'm from.
They need Texas for everything.
Yes, they do.
According to its website, the organization aims to leverage space's resources to benefit Earth as well as expand humanity's presence in space through increased transportation and the creation of living and working destinations in the low Earth orbit.
Okay. That's
okay, but if this is real, I want to be one of the first ones to move.
To low Earth?
Yeah.
Or low space, whatever it's called?
Lower Earth orbit. Just start over. Like, just start fresh.
So dumb. Okay, are you watching, speaking of,
mm-hmm.
Paradise?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you need to watch. Are you watching it?
No.
So if you think you want to live in space world, lower space, heaven, whatever.
Is that what Paradise is?
Paradise is like this whole thing. It's the guy from This Is Us. And it's like the shit's happening on the real world. And they build this whole city of like 20,000 people inside a mountain. And they're protected and like they all obviously survived because they went to this mountain city.
Okay. It's like same idea as Lost.
Lost was too cerebral for me.
Okay.
As we know, I'm not very cerebral. But
I
yeah.
I in another life when I still had brain cells.
Yes. So my point is, no, I don't want to be the first to do anything. I need some track record there. Like yeah. I need a few more people to... You know, figure out
so
if this
goes
is
down
sustainable.
In paradise. Essentially, it's not as paradisey as they might think.
Well, no, but the they're deal? Saved. They're all saved from this catastrophe that destroys the entire planet. I guess
okay.
I don't know. We haven't gotten there yet, but it's a cool show.
Okay,
and it's actually one Mike and I can
really
watch together.
Yeah,
so we can actually watch it together. The problem is the rate at which we fall asleep.
Yeah,
and so he wanted to go to sleep last night and turn the TV off, and I'm like, I'm not ready to go to sleep. My early birds haven't kicked in yet. Give it 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And then he's like, no. Wait. And I'm like,
what's wrong with all of us that we can't watch a freaking show together?
We can't. Because, well, I think because by the time we get in bed, we're all so fucking exhausted that it's like not, you know, if you're going to fall asleep, it's like, how quickly are you going to fall asleep?
Yeah. And then you're in your head about, well, I need to get a certain amount of hours of sleep.
I know. So. I've been trying to go to bed earlier. Most nights.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Moving on.
But why? I should watch Paradise?
You should.
Okay.
I mean, it's not super like action packed or fast paced, but it's a good, like, it's
that's
a good
what I
show.
Like. I don't want too much action.
No. No. Da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
That's what Mike watches.
Yeah.
Shoot 'em up shows. That's what we call it.
Same.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And I'm like, ah, no, no, we can't. We,
that's
I don't
so
want
interesting.
To watch that.
Because the kids do the shoot 'em up games. I think these people just want to like check out, right?
Yeah.
Like I
I'm like,
honey,
oh my god, I'm so excited.
Honey,
like
you
I'm
ready
worn
for bed?
Out. Like, oh my, oh, I'm so tired.
What's that? I can't hear you. Like behind
oh
all the shoot 'em ups.
Oh my god. Okay. Okay. TMG News Desk brought to us by our friends.
That's
at
so funny.
I know.
Well, God, because I started now. Calling Riders video games shoot 'em up games. I didn't
shoot 'em
I got ups. It from you, I think.
Shoot 'em up.
And he's like, they're not shoot 'em up games, Mom. I'm like, no, you're playing these shoot 'em up games. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Just had to point out that
they are. Okay. TMG News Desk brought to us by our friends at Rev and Globe Life Field. Hit your next birthday party out of the park by hosting it at Globe Life Field. They have a number of birthday party package offerings to make your child or teen's next birthday a home run. They include a ballpark tour, wiffle ball home run derby, a membership to the Junior Rangers Club, and so much more. Just visit globelifefield.com/birthdays to book your experience today. Also at Globe Life Field, the Big 12 baseball tournament championship coming up. We'll have information about that. But thanks to the folks at Globe Life Field and Rev Entertainment for supporting the Mom Game and allowing us to spread the word about all the cool stuff they have going on there outside of Rangers games. And speaking of, one quick thing I forgot to put in, Early Bird's got a big sale coming up.
Yes.
420, obviously. I don't have the specifics, but they're doing, they always do something big on 420.
Yep.
I think they've got like some chocolate goodness coming our way, which I can't wait for.
I can't wait. We're going to probably like have to eat it on the show.
We should.
They're incorporating their product into chocolate.
Yes.
Chocolate.
So bars. Our friends at Early Bird CBD, which I allude to all the time because literally it saves my life. Like I said last night, I was like, I need 10 more minutes for my Early Bird to kick in, which it does. And I can sleep peacefully. But anyway, Early Bird's the best. Earlybirdcbd.com.
I got the deets.
Oh, what is the deets?
So each year on 420, they want to create a more expansive view of the traditional holiday. Like, if you don't have to be a 420 person to celebrate, is what they're saying.
Like, everybody thinks like everybody's taking rips off bombs
right.
and stuff.
They're
on 420.
Saying they just view it as an opportunity to have a feel good day. So they're producing something limited and fun that comes with a free comes for free with an online order that's over $42. And this year they've partnered with a craft chocolate maker in Blanco, Texas to produce a limited edition Early Bird infused chocolate bar. So if you order $42 worth of good stuff from earlybird.com, you will get to taste that. And there is a special discount code as well going on right now. It is 420. Imagine that. It's good for 20% off the duration of the sale. So the sale will be going on the 15th of April to the 20th of April. So if you're listening to the show, go do it. Go do it. Act now. You get 20% off with that code. And then you will get that free Early Bird infused chocolate bar and orders over $42 while supplies last. Always something cool going on with our friends at Early Bird.
I know.
And this is like their Christmas.
It is. It's like, yeah, Merry Christmas.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm super excited. Ours are in the mail. Whoa. How you doing? First time drinking? What's happening? Where did that go? Oh, all the way down there, huh?
It's my first time drinking.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I feel like we've talked so much. Do we have any news to talk about?
No.
We do have guests. We need to
get
to our guests.
We have some really good guests.
Really good guests.
I used all my energy and thoughts and everything in these interviews.
I know.
And now I'm just...
And ripping on the Blue Virgin thing. What's
yes.
it called?
Yes.
Blue Origin.
You keep bringing...
I know. It's a problem.
You keep bringing up sex.
I do.
Even in...
Wait, okay.
I have the clip with Lily, but Adam and I decided you would not want that on the socials.
Well, did I say bad words?
No, you compared... She's talking about putting on accessories, and you're like, it's kind of like sex.
Okay, no, because my kids... Yeah, not my kids, only Henry. Henry's the only one on Instagram.
Yeah,
we can't... Like, and
but it was really funny.
Friends follow me. Like, I'm like, oh, it's weird.
Yeah, no.
I mean, it's not weird that they do, but it would be weird if I was like, no, that's not okay. So thank you for looking out for me, but dang it, I had something for you. Oh, speaking of sex on the brain, I heard on the radio this morning that not Lainey Wilson. Who's the one that George Dunham loves?
Casey Musgrave.
She tweeted
Musgrave.
Out or she tweeted or posted. Let's you need see. To look that like, is it possible to die of horniness?
Like recently?
Asking for a friend.
Like she's really horny?
Well, I don't know, but like if
okay,
that...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So, oh my gosh, like, I bet the guys had a field day with
that's
this.
That's what I mean. So like, so you've heard of like thirst traps, right?
Yeah.
Like, when you're trying to, which it still does crack me up. Like we've got to do a thirst trap. Like not like, sounded awful. Like, but like, just for fun, just to show each other.
Okay.
Like you.
What's yours?
Well,
I'll
no,
take your pick.
No. I can't. I already did the thing.
Yeah.
I just can't. I just don't. I don't know. And I think maybe I'm just old lady.
That if like you sent off a weird ass tweet like that, it would go insane. It'd be really funny.
Right. It would be something. But I'm like,
you should just tweet the exact same thing as her. Just do it.
Oh my God.
But like, don't quote tweet. Like, act like it's your own statement.
Do you,
is it possible to die of horniness asking for a friend? That's what her tweet said.
So she, okay. She must want.
I mean, how could she not?
Is she married?
I don't think. Maybe she might be like.
But didn't she?
Divorced or like.
But didn't she tweet about. Separated. Like, shitting herself or.
Yeah, like diarrhea in a tour bus or something.
Okay. Either, you know what? Either she's totally wheels off or we would be best friends. Like, it's one of the two.
I think you'd be best friends.
You think we'd be best friends?
Because I think everything I know about her, she's just tweeting what celebrities usually don't tweet.
But
people think or do or say.
Okay.
I mean, everyone poops and everyone has sex.
Everyone does poop and everyone does have sex. But if you are a woman that literally thinks she could possibly die of horniness, I need to hear from you. I need to hear from you. I need to know what supplements you're taking. I need to know all the things that you're doing to remain in a perpetual state
of
horniness.
Right. I need a little more of that in my life.
I need, because like I said, when I'm in it, I'm in it. And it's good. And I love it. Getting in it is all not.
Well, she has not hit menopause.
How old is she?
She's young.
How old is she?
She's like 20.
She's not 20.
She's maybe 30. She's not 40.
Okay.
That's when menopause shit starts.
Here's what happened. Everyone, just a PSA. Julie is now about to be 40 years old. It's happening in a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And, or six.
How am I handling it?
She, now she's going to go all in. She's all in on middle age. Yeah. She's all in on perimenopause.
Mm-hmm.
She's all in on the stuff that us OGs have been dealing with for a long time. And she's going to try to just hop on this little menopause, middle age.
You think you can like block me?
Bandwagon.
You're not in charge of this bandwagon.
What's going on?
Do I need to buy a ticket from Emily to get on the bandwagon or can I just get on the bandwagon when I turn 40?
Selling the menopause bandwagon tickets.
So she's 36. So I take it back.
You do take it back. She's 3 years younger than you.
And she's married. So who's hollering at this guy saying, dude.
Can I
just kidding. They broke up in 2020. I guess it still says spouse.
So he's not married. She's not married.
I don't think so. Someone help her.
Okay. But I will say, if I ever pulled a prank on you and like you left your phone open, that might be the tweet I would send.
From my account. I want you to just tweet it. I would love.
I'm not going to tweet it. I haven't been on Twitter in, when's
That's
the last
right.
time
so
I tweeted?
Funny.
And then I just hop on and ask about the possibility of dying from horniness.
Yeah, it'd be so funny.
Like, okay, well, it's not happening.
Oh my gosh. And of course, everyone's replies are hilarious. Someone wrote, no, but you can go to jail for it. Some random guy just said, what's up? Here's the Ariana Grande from Wicked meme. Girl, did you forget to switch accounts?
She's a birder. Well, I mean, listen.
She's nuts.
Well, that's okay. So again, I think she's totally wheels off, but hey, look in the mirror.
Well, and like the part that
we. So I kind of want to be friends with her. So
yeah.
Wait, we just revised our
she's
top.
She's from Dallas.
Okay, so now we're George W. Bush. Who was our second one we just said? Our dream guest. Mm-hmm. We just had one. Amy Schumer. And then let's go Kacey Musgraves.
Okay.
Top three. Jasmine.
I feel like Musgrave maybe could happen because she lives here. Like she's from here.
Well, can I tell her I need to stop.
What do you want to tell her?
I was just going to try to make her feel better.
About the horniness tweet?
No, not the horniness. But
the anti-horniness.
No. When I told you the story, I pooped myself after I gave birth.
I thought you were going to say like this morning.
No. Well, no. But after we could bond over that. I'd be like,
everyone does. I think a lot of people do.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Did you poop yourself?
Pretty sure.
You did?
Yeah.
But like while
I think
you were
everything
pushing,
in your body.
So I didn't push.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a C-section. But I can't. We're going to save it.
Should we table this?
We should table it. I'll put that on there.
Emily poop stories.
Emily poop the bed story. It was after childbirth.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a whole set of circumstances, people. This is not going on social media.
58 minutes.
There was a whole set of circumstances that led to me pooping myself and apologizing as I'm pooping to the nurses that are going to have to clean it up.
Oh,
and I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And I'm so sorry. I know what's happening. There's nothing I can do about it.
Oh, my God.
And they were so sweet. Of God course. Fucking bless nurses.
Right.
Especially, like, what do you call them? Maternity nurses?
Yeah. Like gynecologists.
No, I mean, the gynecologists are great. Those are doctors.
Well, that's who delivers the
nurses,
baby.
But yeah, the nurses are
the
doing
delivery the, rooms. Yeah.
There's no OB-GYN is cleaning up my shit. Like, that's definitely true. A nurse. Okay, so we'll put that in the tackle box. Emily's shit story. The tackle box. Okay, so anyway, this is such a great lead up to our wonderful guests that we have today on the show. So without further ado, and speaking of that special guest coming up, he is from the CJ Cup, Byron Nelson. He is the tournament director. We're going to talk with him. And guess what? Julie and I are going to be at the CJ Cup, Byron Nelson. And you can join in on the fun Friday, May 2nd at the CJ Cup, Byron Nelson with us, the Mom Game, and our friends at the Dumb Zone as we go live from the 17th hole from 1 to 4 p.m. Thanks to our generous sponsor, Tito's Handmade Vodka. So bring your crew and experience world-class golf as the pros take on TPC Craig Ranch May 1st through the 4th. This tournament has it all: incredible food, cold drinks, and an unbeatable atmosphere. So soak up the sun, make some memories, and catch every swing with us at one of the most exciting stops on the PGA Tour. You can get your tickets now. They are on sale at thecjcupbyronnelson.org. Also good to note that kids under 15 get in free with a ticketed adult, so don't miss out, as Tito's Handmade Vodka is an official sponsor of the CJ Cup Byron Nelson. We are grateful for them, and we want you to stop by the Tito's Clubhouse on the 17th hole and raise a Tito's transfusion to your day on the green. Thank you to Tito's, distilled and bottled by Fifth Generation Incorporated, Austin, Texas, 40% alcohol by volume. Please drink and savor responsibly.
So the month of May, I feel like in Dallas, is full of so many fun events. One of those big events that a lot of people are going to be talking about that we will be heading out to is the CJ Cup Byron Nelson Golf Tournament. And we have the tournament director here now, John Drago. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
I know it's got to be a crazy time for you. We appreciate you making the time for us. And I guess just to get started, you know, how long have you been doing this? You mentioned 22 years before we got going. It's got to be kind of old hat, huh?
Right. It feels like it's never old hat. I'll say that. But yeah, this will be my 22nd CJ Cup Byron Nelson. We always say we count at the Salesmanship Club, we count how long we've been there by how many tournaments we've worked rather than how many years we've been there. And this will be 22nd. We do count 2020 because we were ready to go when it all happened. But yeah, we're excited. We're 13 days from tournament week. The gates open 2 weeks from tomorrow, and as you can imagine, it's fast and furious right now, but we're excited. We're looking for some good weather and ready to go.
Okay, so you mentioned the Salesmanship Club.
Yes.
And that and you feel like no matter how much golf you watch, when the Byron is on, it's that is such a huge component, and people just gush over the work that the Salesmanship Club does, not only to put the tournament on, but the benefits that it has in the community. Can you just kind of tell us a little bit about the backstory there between those two entities?
Yeah, I'd love to. The guys in red pants that are out there, right? Yeah. So, you know, I grew up in Fort Worth, and I saw the people out there in red pants that were working the same thing. And then when I came here 22 years ago, I had no idea just the extent to what they did year round, to your point earlier. And it's really inspiring to those of us that work for the Salesmanship Club. They've been around since 1920. They started in 1920 with the sole purpose of helping kids and families in our community here in Dallas. It's grown into what is now the Momentous Institute is their main charitable outreach. The Momentous Institute is focused on mental health, education, and research and training. And when you come out to the CJ Cup Byron Nelson, you'll not only see the men and women in red pants that are out there who give up a week of their year, many of them several weeks to be out there. But you'll also see the programs that they support year-round. May is Mental Health Awareness Month. You'll hear us talk a lot about us using this tournament to amplify mental health awareness. And so you'll see them talking about it, and we'll be out there doing all that all year long.
So how has this kind of the the tournament evolved over the years. Obviously, I remember when I first came to Dallas, Mr. Nelson was still with us. And I remember just thinking it was so cool to get to talk to him. And I know that so many of the golfers that came here came because of Mr. Nelson. How has it evolved? And what kind of a challenge has that been for you guys to keep the prestige of this tournament going?
Yeah, it's a great question. It has definitely evolved. I would say not only has the tournament evolved, but the sport of professional golf has evolved and is really going through an evolution right now, to be really honest. There's a lot of disruption going on that a lot of us talk about quite a bit. But you're right. One of the great honors that I had starting back in 2003 was being able to have a few tournaments with Mr. Nelson. What he brought to the tournament and the fact that he was willing to lend his name. We were the first professional tournament named after a professional golfer. Really helped us get started back in the 60s when we started. And you're right. When I started in 2022, we had Tiger Woods was playing. He had just really started his run. And we've gone through some evolution, moving to Trinity Forest a few years ago. And now we're out at TPC Craig Ranch in McKinney, which is one of the fastest growing markets in the United States. And we're also competing for players more and more with the new signature events and so forth. But the one thing that's really been constant has been the community. They always rally. It's kind of a rite of spring to come out to the Byron Nelson and to be with your friends and to get outside from a long winter. And you know, that mission has never wavered throughout all this change.
Em mentioned and you echoed just how much golf as a game has kind of changed, right? And it is, it's about the guys and the guys on the course and what's happening there, but also you want it to be fun and entertaining for the people that are watching. Maybe not everybody wants to just pick somebody and follow them all day, right? Like, I actually have a little son who does.
Right.
He likes to find a golfer and follow him, and it is so cool. My husband, too. But some people just want to go out there and have fun, enjoy themselves, and of course, it's a huge networking thing for companies and all of that. So what all do you guys have on tap this year? I know there's a lot of fun initiatives that you have that seem a little bit different from in the past.
Yeah, that's a great question. Thank you for that. We really try to be something for everyone. You know, as I said, we're that annual rite of spring. We want people to get outside. We want them to come to the tournament. There's definitely something that they're going to see. We're something great about our sport is we're over 100 acres out there. So bring your family. We're the only sport where anybody that's there can have a front row seat to the action if they want it. They can find a place where they're right along the rope line and see their heroes. But they're also places where they can just go have some fun and hang out with friends and maybe not ever see a shot of golf. Which we've got plenty of. We've got a place called The Bunker right behind number 9. We've got a new House of CJ, which is going to be showing all of the different affiliates and brands that CJ has brought and is growing here in North Texas. We've got, for your little kids, we've got a new Byron's Buddies program, like all the other sports leagues that have these junior loyalty programs. We started one this year, Byron's Buddies, so kids can sign up ages 5 through 12. They can get newsletters about the tournament. They can hear about the history of the tournament. They get complimentary t-shirts, autographs from players, you know, all that fun stuff.
Yeah, we're in.
Discounts in the merchandise tent. Exactly. But we try to also make it easy for those to come out with a, you know, direct shuttle service from the parking lot. If you are bringing a family out and you've got little kids and you need to visit the mother station to handle your little kids, we've got that there. So really, we just try to make it as easy for everyone to have a good time.
And how have you seen, so I remember also too, when I first moved to Dallas and going as a patron for fun. And I mean, I'm from a small town in West Texas, so I had never been to like a professional golf tournament before. And I just remember like looking around and being like women in like heels and dresses. And I was like, holy mother, like I had no idea this is what you wore to a golf tournament. Have you seen, I guess things become more relaxed, or is there still a healthy blend of those who are coming out there dressed to the nines and, you know, there for more of a social setting as opposed to, you know, those are there to walk 5 miles on a golf course?
I think the answer to that is yes. Like we've seen all of it. And that's one of the great things about our sport is it has evolved. There is a lot more families that come out now. It is a much more casual type of an event that's out there. But there's also those people that have been tired of wearing sweatshirts and sitting inside for the winter and are ready to get outside and have some fun with their friends. And I think that's what makes it fun. If you want to come out and watch not only some golf, but maybe watch some people.
Yeah.
I think you're gonna have a good time out there.
Yeah, there's definitely plenty of people watching. And yes. The same thing happens at Colonial too.
Absolutely.
And probably at all golf tournaments, right? Where it's a social event and people are, you know, they're to maybe catch a couple of occasional shots of golf, but also just be entertained and, like you said, get outside and have some fun.
Yeah. I love it. I mean, it's great to have the draw, right, for the sport, but then also for the community, just the different ways you guys can involve different groups. You have this mental health initiative that you've, you know, paired up with the tournament. And I know even like the Wednesday before, you're going to have a panel focusing, what's it called? Links for Success.
Yep, that's right.
Female golfers. I think a lot of people don't realize all these things that are going on around the actual game. Could you tell us a little bit about the Links for Success and how important this mental health factor is to what you guys are doing?
Yeah, thanks for that. Because I will say, you know, as I mentioned earlier with the Salesmanship Club, the entire reason why Salesmanship Club hosts the Byron Nelson is to raise funds for the community. Every dollar that's raised goes back into the nonprofit programs of Momentous Institute. So mental health being our main focus, you will see it weaved throughout tournament week. The mental health panel that you mentioned is great. It's going to be a panel of tour officials, previous LPGA players, and then the CEO and founder of 4ALL. And they're going to talk about basically the mental health crisis in America right now, how youth are dealing with their own mental health, how they're attaining to their own mental health, and give some tips on how people can better do that.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have over 100 female junior golfers from the community that will be there at that event. So hopefully they get a chance to take something away from it and learn from there as well.
That's great. Okay, so it seems like, what is CJ Cup?
Yeah.
I'm curious to know, and I didn't even do any research on this. I was like, I'm just going to ask, John.
I think that's fair.
Where the name came from and what it is.
Yeah. As you can imagine, all these sports, they require corporate sponsorship to exist. The CJ Group is our corporate sponsor. They're a multinational conglomerate based in Seoul, Korea. They're a lifestyle brand. You'll also, if you go out there, you'll see a group called Bibigo. You'll see that logo out there. So that is prepackaged frozen Korean food that you can find in any Kroger store or any other store that's out there. And CJ's goal in becoming the title sponsor of this tournament is to try to get, you know, try to grow their business in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. This is their second year with us. They couldn't be better partners. You can learn all about the CJ Group in the House of CJ when you're out there at the tournament, because they're in all kinds of lifestyle brands. As I mentioned, they're in food. They're also in Korean skincare. They have a brand called Olive Young that you'll see out there. They're in entertainment.
Wow.
They made the movie Parasite, for instance. So you'll see they're very, you know, they're the conglomerate behind all of these affiliate brands that you will see out there. And they're golf crazy.
They are
golf fanatics. They love it. They love the history of Mr. Nelson. They've just been really, really good partners.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah.
There
you go.
Yeah. I know the House of CJ sounds fun. You can sample the foods. There's going to be some K-pop.
That's right.
On in there. K-food, the latest in K-beauty. I can't wait to go check it all out. It's like you need every day of this tournament to go see everything that's going on and follow along.
Absolutely.
But speaking of the golf, who do we have committed? Who can we look out for, you know, for the hardcore golf fans here in DFW?
Yeah, you bet. The weird thing about our sport too is we won't know our actual field until a week from Friday,
mm-hmm.
because that's the way the PGA Tour works. But we're excited. We've got Scottie Scheffler will be there. We've got Will Zalatoris, a local player. Zach Johnson, who just finished in the top 10 at the Masters last week.
Yeah.
They're just now starting to file in, but I can promise you, you're going to see a lot of birdies out there. The golf course is in perfect shape right now. And we're excited to watch them compete.
Yeah, and fingers crossed for great weather. We're going to be out there on Friday. Super excited about that. Before we let you go, tell us for people being like, okay, you know what? Maybe I might give this thing a try. Where can they go to learn more information, get tickets, all that fun stuff?
Yeah, the easiest thing to do is visit the website. The website is thecjcupbyronnelson.org. Okay. Key there is remember it's .org, because as I said, everything we do goes back into the community. But yeah. We'd love to have everybody out. We're looking forward to a great week, and I would look forward to seeing you guys out
there. Awesome. We're excited.
If nothing else, I think all the Rory buzz and everything after the Masters, that's got people like on a golf high right now.
Yeah,
right?
If that doesn't get you excited about going out to a golf tournament, I don't know what does.
I mean, what an awesome tournament that was. So I know I'm super pumped.
Absolutely. I'm
super excited. And we're glad to be there next week and glad that you could make it in today.
That's great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course.
Mom game out.